Yo, what's up? How you doing? Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. And Merry Christmas in advance, or compliments of the season, or what else do we usually say during this period? Anyway, it's 1 week to Christmas. Ba-da-da. By this time next week, Monday, I'll be screaming Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. In fact, everything I say, there'll be Merry Christmas inside. So help me God. My name is Denise Dennis, and I'm super, super excited to be here with you as always. Talking for Development on your number one station for Talk 92.3 Nigeria in FM. My name is Denise Dennis Wallen. From now up until 3 p.m., you and I will share this space together. How was your weekend? Oh my God, mine was interesting. I attended a wedding on Saturday. And there was rice and stew very plenty. You know, I even shared the cake. So I just took small, little bits just to help myself at home, you know. And then yesterday came and went with some activities. But then again, it's a new week for us. How are you doing? How's your body? How's your mind? How's your soul? Update. So I prized one chicken. It looked quite big in my area. It was just three. I think they bought them like a few months ago. I started feeding them. I said, yes, Christmas will cash out. So it was just three I saw in the cage. And one of them was going for 9,000 naira. And to be completely honest, it looked bigger than the one I had gotten last week for 7,500. Someone in my church said his wife got on Saturday for 11,000 naira. So I just pray that you get lucky when you're going to purchase your live okoko or your live chicken. For those of you that are interested or would love to have chicken on Christmas Day, I just thought I should give you the update, okay? So I'm good like that, yes. As for me, I doubt I'm cooking rice on Christmas Day. I've made banga soup already, so if you say you want to come around, maybe I may just offer you banga soup and loy loy. That being said, will I make rice? I have chicken already, but it's as the spirit leads me. That's when I'm going to know what to do. So I think I may possibly make a egusi soup. So if you're a fan of a egusi soup, that's what I'm offering also on Christmas Day, because I don't do regular. That being said, let's talk about living in an expensive state. Ever heard the song Double Your Hustle? You might just find out that, you know, when you live in certain areas, you may just need to double your hustle, because if you don't, chances are that you're not going easy. It's not going to be funny at all. Yeah, it's a song by Orezi, by the way. Sing something like Alaye, Double Your Hustle. Something like that. I think that's how it sounds. So there's a new statistics, and I will read that to you. But I guess that's the most a lot of us can do when we live in an expensive state. I mean, doubling your hustle is the most a vast majority of us can do. If not, how are we going to survive? Or maybe relocate to a less expensive state. You see, Nigeria's economic climate is ever evolving, with inflation rates playing a critical role in determining the cost of living across the country. Inflation is currently at an 18-year high at about 27.33%. However, the burden of this rising inflation is felt differently across the country. River State, our own River State, has been rated as one of the most expensive states to live in Nigeria. In a report, the Nigeria Bureau of Statistics also named Kogi and Lagos as the other expensive states to live in Nigeria. November's latest consumer price index disclosed that the all items inflation rate is the highest in the three states. I wonder why Abuja did not make it here, because I know that, you know, Abuja is not for the weak. But then again, this is me remembering a conversation I used to have with some of my friends. They look forward to moving to certain states because they see it as a motivation. You know, when you lived in a particular area. Okay, let me give you a practical example. You lived in the town axis of Port Harcourt. That's Port Harcourt main town. And for some reason, you have friends or you know people who live in GRA, who live in Transamadi, who live in Gulf Estate or Daly Road, who live in, where do we have some of the beautiful houses, you know, and expensive houses? Okay, I hear that Rukpakolosi layout has a bit of, you know, expensive and tush environment and all of that, and constant power supply. So you living in town, at some point you feel so relaxed, you're so comfortable because everyone around you is doing basic. But then there are people that live in these other areas, and you feel like if you can just add up house rent and move to GRA, or you move to Gulf Estate, or you move to an apartment. Maybe you were paying 300,000 before and you decide to move to an apartment where you pay 1 million naira. The chances are that you will most likely succeed because you cannot afford to fail. You cannot afford to go back to where you were coming from. So you tend to put in the extra effort to succeed. So there are individuals who intentionally live in some expensive places because for them, it is their motivation. That they come out and they ignite, you know, they turn on the ignition of their Toyota Corolla, and their neighbor is turning on the ignition of their Lexus XLE something 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 that is well worth over, that is a keyless, shit, wait, are they, is it keyless what? Keyless ignition, Abby. Uh-huh, you know what I mean, Sha. You just feel motivated because you being around these folks sort of motivates you to want to level up. So it's not competition per se. It's whatever they have rubbing off on you to know that, guy, you can actually experience the good life. So why settle for small? Why settle for Toyota Corolla that is now being used for e-hailing services when you can actually, you know, step up and, you know, chill with the big boys, as it were? It's the same reason why some people were from the village want to go to the city, because it sort of brings about opportunities, you know, job opportunities, business opportunities, as many opportunities as you can possibly think of. So while you are looking at it like, ah, the city is expensive, or see the village, now you can just go to one corner. You plant okra there. You plant fresh tomatoes there. Plant scent leaf in this corner. See this place, you plant plantain and banana. You know, you can just, you know, in the village, you can just walk to your neighbor's house. Yeah, oh, Abrahama, ahem. Before you know, you have eaten. Before you know, you have gone your way. Why would you want to go to the city when everybody is going straight up? They are not even sending you traffic and everything. So there's something about expensive cities. But then again, you may want to look at how some individuals feel pressurized living in those cities. In our case, in River State, we've been listed as one of the expensive states. Now, the two questions I'm asking are question number one. What are the possible positives for you that you live in an expensive state? Is it all negatives that, inflation, or things are so expensive? Or can you leverage on the fact that you live in an expensive state and get something positive out of it? That's question number one. Question number two, would you consider moving to a less expensive state to survive? Maybe if the pressure seems to be overwhelming. Question number one again, what are the possible positives of living in an expensive state like ours? And would you consider moving to a less expensive state to survive? Let's talk. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. We have 0817-923-0003. Again, 0817-923-0003. Send me a WhatsApp message. WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. We're on X at Nigeria Info PH is our X handle. Our Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. I love it when you listen. I look forward to you listening. But guess what I look forward to more? Hearing from you, either via the phone lines or via WhatsApp or Telegram or X or Facebook. Now, a call screener is in standby to take your calls first before passing you on to me in the studio. So when you do call, the first voice you would hear would not be my voice, of course, but that of the call screener. And yes, I look forward to hearing fresh voices today. Ken from Ubimini, welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Dennis.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm cool.
That's good.
I want to shock you. Can you imagine that, though, because of the electricity that we don't have in Ubumini community, so I managed to buy 2 pairs of big batteries in order to hear your station. And if I did not target my market day or the community's market day, I won't be able to buy it.
Wow.
At the rate of 1,000 naira. That is each pair, 500 naira.
Wow.
Now, I want to still let you know that in our here, Ohaji, Imo State, the rate or the prices of their commodity in that community is as cheap as compared to our community, which is River State, in Emo, our local government. Now, I want to let you also know that the high rate of things is not a matter of relocation or the state in particular. It is the mentality of the people in that state. I remember when I was in Alaba International Market, the people that usually buy their things at the cost prices where the Alaba people like to rush them because they buy their things at the higher rate because of the way they also sell it is Kaduna people, Abuja people, and Port Harcourt people. Any customer that sees them will rush them because they know that they will sell their things at the rate they wanted. So the mentality of River State is extravagantly higher than you can imagine. So I was not surprised to hear that the River State is rated as the most expensive state. Thank you very much. Ezekiel, calling from Ubumi.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ezekiel. My questions again are these. What are the possible positives of living in an expensive state? Would you consider moving to a less expensive state to survive? I have Christianus Matthias watching live on Facebook, and he said, positive opportunity, less expensive state, less opportunities. Okay. I think I have some messages from the pre-sale. So, where is it? Okay. So this one is from Lawson J.P. Chooks, and it reads, living in an expensive state may offer access to high-quality education, diverse job opportunities, advanced healthcare facilities, and cultural amenities. Additionally, these states often have well-maintained infrastructure and a higher standard of living. Zion from GRA, welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Accessibilities to facilities.
Accessibilities, okay.
That bring pleasure and leisure was what made Port Harcourt to be ranked. So why should I live there? It's because maybe I have a job or a business that meets up to the demand of the people in that environment. My services are highly needed there. And I want that kind of atmosphere to to live.
Hmm.
Now, compared to the less expensive states, maybe if I'm trying to meet up in life, should I just rush to Port Harcourt? No. I should go to those states. By the grace of God, due to my job, I've traveled a lot of states. And I'll tell you that in some areas from the, like the Ondo, Ekiti, cost of living there is, let me say cheap. Let me use the word cheap. Because compared to what we live here and what we go there to live, are two different things.
Hmm.
So if I'm trying to come up in life, at least I should go to those environments to stay, to build a life, to accommodate some kind of atmosphere that will give me the peripherals to come back to Port Harcourt. The late 80s and early 90s, Port Harcourt used to be the rising city.
Mm.
Why and how? There are a lot of facilities that we can access. There are places we can go. Not because the economy of the country was so good, no, but because of the privileges that we got, certain kind of job. So your job or business proximity matters a lot.
Mm.
I made mention of the Ekiti and Ondo State area. Do you know that we from Port Harcourt, if we go there, they look us as big boys?
Mm, are you money?
Because if we are already used to this kind of lifestyle.
Mm.
And when we get there, it's cheaper. And when they see our tables, our doings, we are not even afraid. But we can't try that here in Port Harcourt. Do you see the difference now?
Okay.
So is the accessibilities, like even in Port Harcourt right now, in the city of Port Harcourt right now, you mentioned some areas where the lifestyle is high and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be honest, can we all go there to stay? No. Because of what? Our money no reach.
Okay.
To pay and afford it.
Okay. Dominic from Igruta, welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Can you please turn off your radio set or turn down the volume? Thank you very much.
Okay. Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, sure, I can. Dominic, go ahead.
Okay. I'll read myself as a perfect example. I am a young man who has been stopped on a spot for a while.
You've been stuck at a spot until for a while?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Both mentally, mostly mentally, because of my health.
Oh, wow.
Until sometime, let's say last year, I had a conversation with your colleague, a complaint, and she was like, yo, you've outgrown that environment, move.
Hmm.
I don't want to mention her name, but I'm proud to mention it to everyone. Okay, fine. That's Eno Obozere. She gave me a priceless advice that I'm so grateful for. Now, each environment I enter, it takes me less than 2 months to be like the boss of that environment. Because don't get me wrong, I'm not bossy. Try to be as civil and humble as possible to everyone. Now, I see myself being because of a new environment. That means I've outgrown that area. Now move to the next area and meet people where you learn from and grow with. So, right now, you talked about house and rent. Okay, I will not mention area. It's fine. But my point is, you keep on raising your rent to meet good, civilized, humble people, and that because you don't need good, civilized, humble people in cheap places. And yeah, you don't need them in cheap places. Yeah, but lifestyle is also another thing that will take you to that level too. Where our brains, what choose how we decide to live. So as for me, I'm wondering how long it will take me to go Jari.
Come and go to Abuja now. Leave us in the Port Harcourt and go to Abuja. Go there. Go and rent us at Lugbe. Okay. For how much? Over many million. For one small chicken house.
Okay. So let me just give you expo. Currently, I'm at Idrita.
Okay.
I live the company only me alone. Auntie, they think I'm a ritualist here. Oh, it's just a boy. Seriously.
Oh my God. I want to go to the city. I want to go to the city. This is Port Harcourt City. This is River State. And we're saying that, you see, River State now, our level of hop. We have go hop. We have go higher. You know, not look at us with small person eye again. If you were able to survive in River State, it should count for something. Or don't you think so? You should at least count for something that you are in one of the expensive states in Nigeria. And you're still doing things. You're still able to eat. You're still able to transport yourself. Now, when I thought about this, I asked myself, Denise, do you ever think you will get to a point where Port Harcourt could be too expensive for you and you may want to go to maybe Bayelsa State? Nah. Maybe Abia State. Maybe. I mean, if I have been here for this long and I have survived for this long, what makes me think I will not be able to survive more? All right. If I have then stayed here for this long, I have done business, I have worked here for this long, and I have, you know, made something, no matter how small, for myself. What is that thing that will push me to? Yeah, we may not all have job securities, all right? Business may not be booming for all of us. But if you look at the kind of business you do here, do you think it will survive better somewhere else? You can do a certain business here and charge premium. You can charge as high as 2 million naira. And there are people who are willing to pay. And that is what makes being here make sense. Now, if you say, oh, this place is too expensive, and you decide to take that business to a place like, I don't know, do you think there are people who would pay 2 million naira? Are you sure you guys are not going to be haggling prices from, this is 50,000 naira I have, oh. Ah, if you don't want to take, there are people that used to take it, oh. Do you think that your standard of living will somehow drop? Is it too much maintenance to continue to live in an expensive state? Is it a mindset that makes some people feel like? I have seen people relocate to the village after staying in the city for a very long time. And they're not relocating to the village as a retirement plan to go and rest or to go and chill. No, they relocated to the village because they couldn't keep up in the city. They have a house in the village, maybe the family house. They are not going to pay rent, obviously. So that takes care of house rent they will be paying in the city. If they have a plot of land or a piece of land somewhere, they can go into agriculture, subsistence agriculture, or mechanized, you know. It depends. And life goes on. If they must go to the city, it has to be for something really, really important. But I know that there are still big men in the city who do... Big men in the city... who do their business in the village. Whatever they do in the village is what sponsors their lifestyle in the city. And there are big men in the village who do their business in the city and enjoy in the village. Whatever they get to enjoy in the village is sponsored by whatever it is they do in the city. Irony, right? Okay. So again, I ask... what are the possible positives of living in an expensive state? And would you consider moving to a less expensive state to survive? Back to your Facebook messages now. And this one is from Nima Arobo. Good afternoon, Didi. One of the positives is that any service you render, you can charge high following the trend and even in selling. That's why most people prefer bringing their goods to Port Harcourt to sell for better profit. Lajuris says River State is more expensive than the rest in KW. What's KW? Udoka, says the difference between Nigerian expensive state and Western world expensive state, for example, River State, no jobs in the cities, massive unemployment, no good housing system, no working transport system, no running water, no power supply, early massive tax by the government. Interesting. Good afternoon, Dee. I've lived in both less expensive and most expensive cities. But the truth is that living in both states require proper knowledge and calculation. Because if you are not careful, you will end up in the village. But mind you, so many farmers in the village are doing better than so many people living in the big city. Christopher Omorige, send that in. This one reads, business owners and skilled personnel can leverage on the high cost of living to sell their goods and services. This other one says, good afternoon, Denise. I am Tari Porter from Alukis. Danielle said, pepe ripe, pepe ripe, pepe. No go de do pass yourself. Yeah, one might say it's another way of motivating yourself to keep up that standard of life. But in the process, don't kill yourself over living a life that is above your income. Yeah, expensive area brings opportunities to meet people that will give you connections. And the connections you are looking for is either you're providing a service or selling something that will bring that connection. But moving to an expensive state or environment just because you want to live the good life, bet me you have to live this life before your time. So everyone should live according to their worth you can afford. Fake life is expensive to maintain. Thank you. No, it's not really fake life. I don't think it's a fake life. This is where you are. This is where you want to be. I think someone once shared that secret with me. The wife. No, he was the one that wanted to move into a duplex for a family of three. And the wife saw it as plain stupidity because what were they going to be doing in a duplex where they were going to be paying rent in millions when they could just stay in their regular two-bedroom flat and pay maybe between 400 to 500,000? And he said, no. There's a level I want to get to. Okay, it's a mentality thing. I need to look like where I want to get to. I need to feel like where I want to get to. If I remain here, the truth of the matter is I would still be doing things on a local level. I need to do UEFA stuff. I don't want to be playing local league. I want to be playing Champions League. I want to be playing UEFA. I want to be playing... I don't know if you get what he was trying to explain. So for him, moving up to that level will give him all the motivation and the kind of air he will be breathing. It helped for his productivity to live. And he knew that if he moved, he could maintain it. He knew that he could comfortably pay it. He knew that when people asked him how much that they needed to pay for his service, he could with his full chest say it and they would not argue. Because they can see clearly that this person has seen this money. But then if he continued to be at this level, there are people that he would tell his price and they would ask, you don't bat, go and sit down. Shebi is a shebo akpo, they used to sleep. Go and sit down somewhere, my friend. Still, you see, you're asking for how many million? You don't see million for your life before. So, part of the reasons why we had some people move from Port Harcourt to Lagos. There are a lot of us that we never consider Lagos, not even in our dreams or imaginations. But there are people that are looking to go to Lagos because there is what Lagos offers. Beyond it being expensive and being rowdy, it's an entertainment hub. There are investment opportunities. And as much as we might be complaining of unemployment, there's still people that are making it in Lagos. So let me go there. You know, some of my friends may hook me up. And before you know it, I will blow. Sort of. Amsoki Fubara says, Why do you think people would choose to live in Port Harcourt despite news of this and that? River State got lots of opportunities to offer. I remember how cheap the house rent was when I was on NYC Nogun State back in the days. Expensive city comes with a lot of options in premium services, cool stuff, multicultural, and many innovations. Let's just work towards enhancing the livability of Port Harcourt and Rivers. There's some good that comes living in less sophisticated cities too. Anonymous says the term expensive is relative. What one person sees as motivation is the same thing another person will see as being pressured by a show off. Life has taught me you cannot live in Asokoro with a jegule mindset. You may relocate by a stroke of luck, but if you don't upgrade your mindset, you will move back to where you were before. It's only a matter of time. I trained as a stage actress, so I like to think I can adapt to any environment, but after a searching assignment, I stopped because I kept falling ill. The feedback I got was, you are actually endangering yourself. Your mind has passed this level you're pretending to be at, and your body is acting accordingly. Even in London, someone that stays in Mayfair doesn't have the same mindset as someone who gravitates to Peckham or Woolwich. People automatically gravitate towards certain things, people and places, based on their existing mindset. Something serious has to happen in the mind for someone to move from Woolwich to Mayfair or vice versa. It's not this or it's a life. We need to go to the news break for trending stories. When we come back, continue to drop your comments and maybe, just maybe, we'll possibly open the phone lines again. We're still talking living in an expensive state, and I am asking, what are the possible positives of living in an expensive state? And would you consider moving to a less expensive state to survive? Welcome back to the Sunny Side. As we round off the conversation we began in the previous hour, if you're just joining us, welcome. And if you have been with us, thank you so much for staying tuned. Double your hustle. I guess that's the most a lot of us can do when we live in an expensive state or region. Or maybe we should relocate to a less expensive state. The truth is, Nigeria's economic climate is ever evolving, with inflation rates playing a critical role in determining the cost of living across the country. Inflation is currently at an 18-year high at about 27.33%. However, the burden of this rising inflation is felt differently across the country. Maybe I should tell you about what other states are expensive now. Based on the latest data for October 2023 from the National Bureau of Statistics, the ranking of the states from the list of the most expensive in terms of all items inflation rate, with a comparative look at the previous month's figures and the food inflation stats. We have Kwara State starting the list with the lowest inflation rate among the 10 listed states at 28.2%. While this rate reflects the lowest on the list, it's still a noteworthy increase from September's 24.4%. Then we have My Bayelsa State, which follows with an all-items inflation rate of 29.0%, a notable jump from the 21.0% recorded in September. Despite the increase, Bayelsa recorded the lowest food inflation rate at 24.4%, suggesting a relatively lesser impact on the food sector. Then there's Ebonyi State, then Abia State, then Ondo State. Akwa Ibom State is midway. Oyo State ranks higher with an all-time items inflation rate of 31.2%. Then there is Lagos State, the commercial heartbeat of Nigeria, also has an all-items inflation rate of 31.2%. The food inflation here is 27.0%, which, while high, is not as steep as Oyo's. The slight increase from September's all-items rate of 26.1%. indicates a steady climb in living costs. Then we have Rivers before Kogi State. Rivers is the second most expensive state with an all items inflation rate of 31.4%. Food inflation is a bit lower at 29.3%, but the jump from September's 27.0% all items inflation rate points to a growing trend of increased living expenses. Oh, then we have Kogi State topping the list as the most expensive state to live in Nigeria. With all items inflation rate of 34.2%. My Kogi brethren, how you guys doing? How you coping? This represents a significant rise from the 28.5% reported in September. The food inflation rate, also at 34.2%, suggests that a spike in food prices is a major driver of the overall inflation in Kogi State. Now, River State has been rated as the second most expensive. How does this impact on those of us that live here? What are the possible positives of living in an expensive state? And at some point, do you think you would feel pressure and would consider moving to a less expensive state to survive? The numbers again, 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. WhatsApp and Telegram number remains 0809-030-6416. LMLM says, good day, Denise. All I would say is fingers are not equal and can never be equal. So people should cut their cloth according to the material available. Eat according to your pocket and live within your means. Look, man from Chansamadi, keep up the good work. Thank you. Thank you so, so much. I mean, want to check on Twitter people because, to be honest, it's been a while I did a check on them. Twitter people, how you doing? Is everything okay with you? Sadly, I cannot access Twitter at the moment. But back to the phone line, shall we? Nigerian Info, good afternoon to you and welcome. Oh, sorry, we lost the call. So yeah, this is me going through a particular article. And I think I, for some reason, would like to share with you the things I discovered from that article. It's titled, it's an online magazine called The Financial Samurai, and it's titled Living in an Expensive City Can Make You Richer, Happier, and More Diplomatic. Whether or not you agree, I would like to just read out some of the things I discovered from these articles. So here it goes. Living in an expensive city has been the main way for millions to get ahead for decades. After all, most of the high-paying jobs are all in expensive cities, which is why they're expensive in the first place. River State, oil money, oil and gas, you know what it means. Multinationals, So you're beginning to get it, right? When asked about career advice, people will recommend people follow the money. Go to where the wealthiest, most powerful people live so you can take advantage of the most opportunities. New York City has all the financial firms. San Francisco has all the tech, internet, and venture capital money. While Washington, D.C. and the surrounding suburbs have all our tax money to spend on massive government contracts. What does River State have? What does your city have? If you were to follow the money now, if you were listening from outside River State, would you want to come and join us in this beautiful state and see what the future has for you? If you live in the most expensive city in the world, in a region, in a country, then you've only got upside in terms of savings when it's time to visit somewhere else. Somebody's happiness meter ticks up when they're saving money. So, it's up to you to decide to move or to remain here. To be motivated by the fact that a lot of people still live in this city, are still making it in this city, and they're still doing well in this city. If you want to live, where else would you go to? Beyond your estate, beyond the state you're currently resident at, where would be your next option? Would it be to go to the village? Would it be to leave the country entirely? Yeah, people are still jackpotting, by the way. Was it not last week somebody mentioned how somebody took contribution money of 24 million naira and gave it to her son to leave the country? So it's a mindset thing, I believe. People are making it even in the toughest cities. And anybody can make it anywhere. Whatever it is you earn now, either from business or from your job, can be put to bringing more than it already gives you. You just have to know how best to go about your finances and seek for more opportunities to make more money. Or like Mr. Easy would say, double your hustle. My name is Denise Ennis-Waller. Thank you so much for being a part of this conversation.